me when the government conducted a review of counterterrorism powers 3 or 4 years ago and asked me to oversee it, we considered the use of a similar power to Schedule 7 in stop and search legislation. And I recommended, and the government accepted, that that power should be abolished. It allowed the police to stop and search people without reasonable suspicion. And it was widely abused and led to no useful outcomes and was very alienating in particular communities. Now, Schedule 7 allows the police to carry out searches at airports without reasonable suspicion, without any suspicion at all. They can just do it. The government said during the course of the counterterrorism power review that they would not include Schedule 7 in the consideration, but they'd come back to it later. They haven't, and I think the Miranda case is a very good prompt for them to do so, and I think we should be looking, as Nick Clegg has intimated, and as David Anderson, the independent reviewer of terrorism, has said, we should be looking very closely at the use of Schedule 7 powers, at the ability of border policemen and policemen at airports to search without any suspicion at all people passing through airports.
Initially, the Liberal Democrat position in statements that were put out suggested that the point they were making was that they'd inherited draconian powers. The Lib Dems have stood up for civil liberties in government. They didn't really talk about this specifically, but then last night we got a statement put out to the Lib Dem Voice website from the party saying Nick Clegg did not approve or have prior knowledge of the police operation to detain David Miranda. It suggests that there's a kind of bit of hardening of the position going on.
Well, there may be. Obviously, the Liberal Democrats have seen themselves as the party in the coalition which is particularly motivated to stand up for civil liberties and to perhaps to draw the security civil liberties line a bit further in the direction of civil liberties than the Conservative Party does.
And it may be that they've always done that?
Well, it's always been the Liberal Democrat position. It may be that the party leadership is wanting to signal to the public and indeed to the Conservative Party that that's remains close to Liberal Democrat hearts. I think certainly the membership of the party will be very reassured to see the Deputy Prime Minister and his senior colleagues taking a rather tougher line on this question.
What would be, in your view, given the example you've already talked about with stop and search, what would be an appropriate change to the definition of Schedule 7 you think might overcome some of these worries not being used appropriately?
We could go down the road that we've gone with stop and search in the country as a whole, which is to require the police to have some reasonable suspicion before they stop and search people. I mean, reasonable suspicion isn't the same as proof. It's not the same as having strong evidence. It means what it says, that if you have reasonable grounds to suspect that someone may be up to no good, then you can stop them and search them. At the moment, we allow officers to do that even if they have no suspicion at all that anyone is guilty or may be guilty of anything. And I think that is problematic, and particularly when the power seems to be so very, very widely used. And I think one of the things we'd want to look at is whether it's being used disproportionately against particular communities, as is widely believed in some communities in the UK. And this was something that came out very clearly in the counterterrorism review when I met members of the public.
Ultimately, this is a coalition government, and the Home Office in the statement, Mrs May's department, the Home Office, when it put out a statement, said those who oppose this sort of action need to think about what they're condoning. And I wonder if maybe the Conservatives might turn around to Nick Clegg and say, look, Nick, you may have reservations about this, but in the end, the bottom line is this is about security, and that ultimately might weigh a bit more heavily than the view of worried Liberal Democrat activists.
But that's a rather ugly argument, isn't it? I mean, to suggest that people who are concerned about the use of a power of this sort against journalists are condoning terrorism, which seems to be the implication of that remark, I think is an extremely ugly and unhelpful sentiment. People who are concerned about these issues are not condoning terrorism. They're asking a perfectly legitimate question, which is, are we striking the balance in the right place between security and liberty? I think Mr. Clegg has already said that he'll wait to see what Mr. Anderson says, and I think that's a very wise thing to do, and I think the Home Secretary should be doing the same. Let's wait and see what the independent review of this episode has to say before we start accusing people of condoning terrorism and nonsense of that sort.